Every day, when I come home from work, you greet me. You put down whatever you're doing and welcome me. Throw your arms around my neck and place your ear to my heartbeat.
You brush the nape of my neck with the back of your fingers, kiss me on the forehead, and then on the lips. I give a satisfied sigh, and I melt into you. You deserve that, baby. Someone who's pleased to see you. Someone who has time to put you first.
Some days, though, like today, you don't submit to our well-worn ritual. You let me wander through the house, empty, quiet, and cold. It's not one of the days you have plans. I know you're here, but for some reason, today you've left me hanging.
You stand in the doorway of my office, that irked expression on your face. Disappointed that I failed to notice our little ceremony. And then you notice.
She's wearing her silver necklace. Our signal.
Your expression changes. I didn't forget today, or what I was supposed to do. I chose to defy you. And now I'm wearing the necklace. The Hamza hand pendant peeps out at you, nestled in the cleft of my throat. A raised hand can mean stop, but this one points down. It wards off evil, but it doesn't protect against danger.
But then, you can't go through life avoiding danger. I put my hands on your shoulders, spin you around in your chair to face me. Our eyes lock.
Normally, if I see that critical glare, I sink and cast my gaze down, avoiding yours. But today, I'm challenging you. Not boldly, because that's not my style, is it? But a quiet, calculated defiance. I nervously run my tongue over my upper lip, forcing you to make the first overture.
Too busy to greet me today?
You are daring me to make a wrong answer.
Such a subtle play. We know each other so intimately, we don't need to reveal all our secrets in the first act. Everyone appreciates a little dramatic tension, though, don't they?
I chew my lip now. The air feels dense in my lungs, but I'm not going to break character. No, sir. Not really.
That's it. Sir. Another flag dropped. So now, all bets are off.
Your eyes narrow. Your jaw is set. I'm close enough to inhale the scent of you. A deep, predatory musk rises like steam from your exposed skin. Someone with better survival instincts might be repelled by such a warning. But it only draws me closer, makes me weaker.
Your heart skips a beat when I move toward you and seize your arm above the elbow.
Vice-like, you grasp me, and your touch seems to sear my skin. I can already feel those fingertip-shaped bruises forming.
What's your problem?
What is my problem? Oh, who knows? But I want this. I like this. I can tell this is turning you on. Your shallow breathing. It's okay, you know. It turns me on that you want this as much as I do. That you need to dominate me. I don't want you to do this for me, just because I like it.
You need to know that I'm doing it because I can. You want me to take what's mine, because I own every inch of you.
Yes, every inch is yours, and I want to feel it.
You seem to want to act out, little girl.
Maybe I do want to act out. Now, everything else can go unsaid. We've rehearsed this enough.
We both know the stage directions are hardwired into our brains. This set piece is part of our very souls.
So why this dance?
Why this divertissement before the plot proceeds?
Because you need it to feel safe.
But we both want it to feel real.
We both need it to feel real. I want to feel trepidation when I see that hungry look in your eyes. I want to feel you lose control because of me and ravage me. Fuck me so hard that I forget my will exists.
Because for you, fear and arousal are two sides of the same coin. And you can't help but toss that coin in the air sometimes and see where it lands.
I swallow slowly, and as I blink, a flash of our previous scene paints itself on the back of my eyelids. A fragment of the last time this show played. Right here, with me, laying on my back on my desk, legs in the air, while you gripped my shoulders and fucked me. Hard enough to make me cry and scream.
Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
I place my free hand on the slope between your shoulder and your neck. Try to push you away.
But I just laugh dangerously, unmoved by your effort. I pin you between me and the wall. No way out. And unzip your dress. One swift pull, dropping it to the floor.
Your face is so close now that your breath leaves a vapor on my skin. You growl as you fix your mouth on mine, your tongue invading me, dragging my lower lip in your teeth.
You squeal and then moan as I devour your neck, then your breasts, sinking my teeth in. Crushing the flesh between my teeth.
My skin's whole surface is alive, singing with the sharp trill of a thousand voices as the pain washes over me. I may regret this tomorrow when I'm wearing a high-necked sweater and long sleeves to hide the marks. Oh, but not enough to call red.
Or even orange.
No, I need this so badly.
You need this, little girl.
Yes. So go on. Hurt me. Don't spank me the way you do when I've broken the rules.
With my upper arm tensed, carefully measuring the weight of each blow. No. You don't want a neat, precise row of handprints that will teach you to behave yourself next time. Mm-mm. No, that's not what you want, is it?
No. I want a thrashing. Oh, hold my hair at the nape of my neck and slap me. Oh, fuck, let me look at you.
Yes, your wide, innocent doe eyes brimming with tears. Begging me to stop.
Why, baby? Why, baby? Please don't do this. Please.
Don't do what, little girl?
Oh, you know me. You know what my dark heart craves. I want to recapture that feeling of being betrayed, abused.
But this time, you want to enjoy the pain. Take out your broken side to play with someone safe.
Yes.
And retell the story.
Yes. I whimper as you sweep the papers off the desk and position me face down, my cheek pressed against the cool surface.
You keep struggling, kicking your legs, your round little buttocks and thighs, squeezing tightly with the movement, giving me glimpses of your swollen, wet pussy.
You lock me in place, restraining me so effortlessly. My face flushes with frustration, but my pussy soaks at the ease with which you overpower me.
You are helpless, bound, and couldn't be saved now, even if you wanted to be.
Even if I wanted to be. Oh, go on. Tell me I'm depraved. Hiss in my ear. Tell me that only a dirty, nasty slut would want to be fucked like this. Oh, call me your fucking whore. And make me your whore.
You've surrendered now. No longer fighting back. You are resigned to your fate and to my command. The fronts of your thighs are pressed so firmly against the edge of the desk, there will be a welt there tomorrow.
Yes. It will remind me. Oh, I want to remember your intensity and your power.
Oh, you will remember.
I shiver as I hear the familiar sound of your belt unbuckling. You do it with one hand, while keeping the other pressed into the small of my back, subduing me completely.
In one last vain attempt to resist me and deny your own urges, you cry out.
No, please. Please, no. Please. Oh, gently.
I push your panties to the side and fuck you urgently.
Your teeth are gritted and fists clenched as they hold my wrists behind my back, grunting with the effort of pounding me, of using me like a fleshlight. So my teeth rattle and the whole desk shakes. I'm suspended by my upper body, flat on the desk surface where my legs have long since stopped supporting me. Trembling and shaking and useless.
But this is what you want. It's what you need. You want to be fucked and used until you can't think straight. Until your head is completely empty.
I suck my lip under my teeth and bite down to stop myself from screaming.
Shh, shh, shh. This won't take long.
Oh, I sob in agreement. You can read every note.
Good girl. Now keep still and take it for me.
I love that. To endure for you. To suffer. To give myself to you. Someone who can teeter on the edge with me. Holding me so tightly. And loving me so fiercely. That even if we fell off, it would be freeing.
Yes. Our lurking, dark shadow selves finally swallowing us. We'd go down as one.
clinging together until the last breaths left our bodies.
Close to the final climax. Oh, my pace begins to slow. You arch your back as much as I allow. Your neck straining to lift your head and look back at me.
Even as I whimper, I cherish the view of your body thrusting into me. Those slower, sensual strokes gliding into my wetness.
It makes me feel alive.
It makes me feel alive to be at my most vulnerable and exposed.
Exposed.
The heady rush of what we're doing hits me, steals my breath.
You close your eyes and sail closer to that mindless bliss.
You tell me all the things I have to do to make you come.
Squeeze me tighter. Oh, that's my girl.
You make me feel so needed.
You make me feel so needed.
Needed so badly that you couldn't wait until your urges were acceptable.
You brought yourself to me in your roughest, rawest state.
You showed me the darkest and most unlovable parts of you.
And you showed me yours.
The ones that frighten you. They might scare me too, but they don't disgust me. I want them. I want all of you.
I want all of you.
Oh, with that thought ringing in my brain, and your cock plowing my tight, wet cunt, the action, the drama, and the conflict all reach a glorious climax.
You come for me, powerfully, shuddering, sobbing, with the weight of what we've done. Fuck. Oh, my God. The curtain falls to complete silence.
But we don't need applause, approval. Nothing goes up in lights. Just a hushed, damp glow of shared appreciation. Both of us catch our breath.
I lift you up to sit and face me, my cum trickling out of your pussy onto the desk, marking your workplace, your sanctuary, as the site of your destruction.
You kiss my eyelids. And as they close, a final tear runs down my already stained face.
You wrap your legs around my waist. Now I finally get to hold you in my arms. Feel you sigh into my chest and kiss your forehead.
You check me over and make sure that you only hurt me in the good way.
And now, finally, you stroke the back of my neck and whisper.
Oh, baby, that was so good. You really give me everything I could ever need.
You do too, little girl.